Hey folks, Preet here. This is a recording of my weekly note, The Kids. As always, please send your thoughts and questions to letters@cafe.com. Dear listener, I will confess that I don't know how to talk about Tuesday's horrifying massacre of 19 children and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, without breaking down, without sounding hopeless and pessimistic, without repeating points made more forcefully and more eloquently by others. There are more questions than answers, and there is more grief than anyone can bear. It seems imperative to write about it, but also impossible. On Tuesday, Joyce and I will surely talk about bills and measures, about the politics and the police response, but today, I just don't have it in me. In moments of profound tragedy, it can make sense to draw strength from the written word. Some people turn to scripture, others to literature. One poem, by the great American writer Langston Hughes, has been making the rounds this week. It's a lament called Kids Who Die, and it was written by Hughes in 1938. You may be familiar with it, but I wasn't. It was brought back into the public consciousness in 2015 when the actor Danny Glover read it aloud in a video produced by the civil rights group Color of Change to commemorate the one-year anniversary of Michael Brown's killing and the movement that began in Ferguson, Missouri. Hughes's words were urgent in 1938, in 2015, and sadly, they are urgent today. They are about those who will do anything to remain in power, even at the expense of kids who die. This is the poem. This is for the kids who die, black and white. For kids will die, certainly. The old and rich will live on a while, as always, eating blood and gold, letting kids die. Kids will die in the swamps of Mississippi, organizing sharecroppers. Kids will die in the streets of Chicago, organizing workers. Kids will die in the orange groves of California, telling others to get together, whites and Filipinos, Negroes and Mexicans. All kinds of kids will die who don't believe in lies and bribes and contentment and a lousy peace. Of course, the wise and the learned who pen editorials in the papers and the gentlemen with doctor in front of their names, white and black, who make surveys and write books, who live on, weaving words to smother the kids who die, and the sleazy courts, and the bribe-reaching police, and the blood-loving generals, and the money-loving preachers, will all raise their hands against the kids who die, beating them with laws and clubs and bayonets and bullets to frighten the people. For the kids who die are like iron in the blood of the people, and the old and rich don't want the people to taste the iron of the kids who die. Don't want the people to get wise to their own power, to believe in Angelo Herndon, or even get together. Listen, kids who die, maybe now there will be no monument for you except in our hearts. Maybe your bodies will be lost in a swamp or a prison grave or the potter's field or the rivers where you're drowned like Liebknecht. But the day will come, you are sure yourselves that it is coming, when the marching feet of the masses will raise for you a living monument of love and joy and laughter, and black hands and white hands clasped as one, and a song that reaches the sky, the song of the life triumphant through the kids who die. My best, Preet.